put out, let's put a shout out right now, noblegoldinvestment.com. That's www.noblegoldinvestment.com. You ever think about it? I just saw Colin Plume on a television commercial this afternoon. I did. I saw him on television on a Noble Gold television commercial on Fox News. I said, "How do you check this out?" There he is, Colin Plume, my good buddy. And now he's on Fox News doing commercials for his company, Noble Gold. And this is a young guy. He's got a wife and several kids. I think he's got four. And he loves our ministry. Thank God for him. Well, anyway, let me just put a shout out for him right now, because Noble Gold Investment is a great company. They're a family-owned company, and they are good Christians, and they love our ministry here at PaulBaileyProphecy.com. Well, did you know that Noble Gold's team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like yourself, maybe, to build and preserve wealth through times like these? You see, you need to find out why gold and silver IRAs are the answer to Joe Biden's inflation, migration, taxation, you know, misrepresentation, irritation, frustration. I mean, this financial situation. I mean, you really do need to find out about this. Talk to the personnel that are at noblegoldinvestment.com. That's www.noblegoldinvestment.com about precious metals today. Oh, and this month they're giving away this free gift. If you set up a gold or silver IRA worth $20,000 or more, like for instance, roll your 401k in there, or maybe put your savings account in there or some of it, diversify, they'll give you this 3 ounces of pure silver coin. It's 3 ounces. It's got Thomas Jefferson on the front. It's called the Silver American Virtue Coin. What a beautiful coin. They'll give it to you for free. Just simply pick up the phone tomorrow morning and call Colin Plume at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And tell them that Pastor Paul Begley sent you there.
Saudi Arabia executes 12 people with swords. This is even after Crown Prince's promise to cut back. Saudi Arabia has executed 12 people in the past 10 days despite the Crown Prince's promise to cut down on such forms of punishment. This is according to a human rights organization. The organization said the defendants, which were all males, were sentenced to death after being imprisoned for nonviolent drug offenses. According to the nonprofit organization, which gathered data on this week's executions, most of the defendants were beheaded with a sword. 3 of the men executed were Pakistani, 4 were Syrian, 2 Jordanian, and 3 were Saudi, the organization said. Stressed out Americans plan to buy fewer Christmas gifts and donate less to charity this year. Households, retailers, and charities nationwide, feeling the pinch of inflation, are bracing for a humbug of a holiday season. United States consumers and businesses have trimmed spending plans for gifts, charitable contributions, and holiday events, according to data. The penny pinching threatens to spoil the year end for many, especially firms and nonprofits that tally their largest share of sales and donations in November and December. Quote, "We're hopeful for a strong giving season, but we're not counting on it," said Thomas Teague, chief executive of Direct Relief, a medical assistance nonprofit that takes in around $2 billion a year in donated medicine, supplies, and cash to deliver help around the world. Colorado Springs gay bar shooting suspect faces murder and hate crime charges. The man suspected of opening fire at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs is being held on murder and hate crime charges on Monday, 2 days after the attack that killed 5 people and left 17 others with gunshot wounds. Online court records showed that 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich faced 5 murder charges and 5 charges of committing a bias-motivated crime causing bodily injury in Saturday night's attack at Club Q. He remained hospitalized with unspecified injuries, police said. The charges were preliminary and prosecutors had not filed them in court. The hate crime charges would require proving that the gunman was motivated by bias, such as against the victim's actual or perceived sexual orientation or gender identity. The attack was halted when a patron grabbed a handgun from Aldrich, hit him with it, and pinned him down until police arrived minutes later. NASA expects humans to live on the moon this decade. Humans could stay on the moon for lengthy periods of time during this decade, a NASA official has told the BBC. Howard Hugh, who leads the Orion Lunar Spacecraft Program for the agency, said habitats would be needed to support scientific missions. He told Sunday with Laura Kussenberg that Wednesday's launch of the Artemis rocket, which carries Orion, was a, quote, historic day for human spaceflight. Orion is currently about 83,000 miles from the moon. The 100-meter-tall Artemis rocket blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center as part of NASA's mission to take astronauts back to Earth's moon. One person is killed and 17 others hurt after an SUV crashes into an Apple store. One person is dead and 17 other people are hurt after an SUV crashed into an Apple store at the Derby Street Shops in Hingham, Massachusetts on Monday morning, the Plymouth County District Attorney's Office also confirmed. Officials said a dark-colored SUV crashed through the plate glass window at around 10:45 a.m. and struck multiple people, including several who were pinned against a wall. Calling it an unthinkable morning, District Attorney Tim Cruz confirmed one man was killed. He has been identified as 65-year-old Kevin Bradley of New Jersey. 16 people were taken to the hospital, 14 of them to the South Shore Hospital, 2 to Boston area hospitals, Cruz said. South Shore Hospital said they received a total of 17 patients, noting that one had walked in after the crash had happened.